Welcome to the Spiritual Hustler Podcast. I'm your host, Jessica Zweig, multi-seven-figure serial entrepreneur, best-selling author, and branding and business coach. And this is a show where we are redefining the word hustle, reclaiming our true feminine nature of magnetism, and putting down the self-judgments and shame around loving to work and making a lot of money at it. On this show, you're going to learn how to stop hustling and start spiritually hustling. By pressing play, you are now part of a new movement of women who don't hustle for money. We hustle for meaning. We don't hustle from lack. We hustle for love. We don't hustle from survival. We hustle for humanity's thriving. We hustle toward healing the ancestral programming of fear and step into a new understanding of safety in the body to receive. This shift isn't going to only heal your life. It's going to make you a whole lot richer too. This is the Spiritual Hustler Podcast. Well, hello, my beautiful spiritual hustlers, and welcome back to the podcast. No, I'm not going to sing. I almost tried, but I'm tone deaf and I'm not even going to go there. But I am going to get really, really, really raw with you guys today, because that's what you come for, right? On the Spiritual Hustler Podcast, we don't fuck around. We go all the way in. And each and every Thursday here on the pod, we unlock a new lock. I have this beautiful tattoo of a key on my heart, and it's my favorite. I have like 12, 13 tattoos at this point. I forget, I lose count, but the one on my heart is my favorite one. And keys are just this very significant totem, metaphor, symbol in my life that represent our pathway towards our highest divinity. You know, here on the Spiritual Hustler Podcast, we talk about business. We talk about branding, leadership, operations, how to be a freaking CEO, queen, boss babe of her own reality. But we also talk about, you know, what is this reality? Is this even real? We talk about the spiritual, the divine, the connection that we all have in our own right to spirit, and all the magical, alchemical, potent, and very real ways we can connect to those parts of ourselves, source, intelligence, frequency, angels, guides, Palladians. For me, at least, that's what I attune to, my extraterrestrial star family. So if you are new to the show, welcome. We talk about all of the things here. And if you're not new, you already know this. And on the Unlocking series, we go deep into a lot of different topics across this spiritual hustler spectrum. And today, I want to really unpack loneliness, because it's a very common experience for all of us, but I really particularly think it's an excruciatingly specific experience for women entrepreneurs. And I've really had to journey through this portal of recognizing that loneliness is not the absence of people. It's the absence of connection to yourself, to your truth, and to the divine. And when I was first starting my agency, Simply Be, in 2017, I was working my ass off. I was deep, deep, deep in that hustle. I hadn't burnt out fully yet. That was coming for me about 5.5 years later, when I hit rock bottom and was diagnosed with depression and couldn't leave my house, like that level of burnout. But in those first 6, 7, 8, 9 months, it was a rocket ship. And I was running so fast, and I knew in my body that I needed a break. And I had never traveled all by myself before. And I got the hit that I needed to try. I needed to go somewhere far away alone for a few days and just rest. And I ended up finding Nosara, Costa Rica. This is a 2017 era before Nosara became what it is today. I don't know if anyone's ever been there, but it's popping. It's alive. But when I went there, it was like a dirt road and no one knew about it. It was really sacred at the time. It's changed a lot. Still amazing, but I digress. I spent 6 days in Nosara by myself. I meditated twice a day. I took yoga every day, and I read Eckhart Tolle's A New Earth, and was basically in silent retreat myself for 6 days. And I had basically what you could consider an existential crisis, because I had gotten out of the concrete jungle of Chicago and was in the middle of the jungle, Mama Earth Gaia, rooting down into this portal of a place. And I recognized then that there is a distinction in loneliness and deep aloneness. And both are uncomfortable and both are confronting. But what I want to invite you in to consider, whether you're struggling with your own discomfort in loneliness or aloneness, however you define it, whatever your experience is, to remember that it is not a punishment, loneliness. If you've been cast into loneliness based maybe on a breakup or a relationship ending or a move from a city far away from the people you know the most, isolation often comes before any initiation. All right, sisters, let me ask you a question. Are you finally ready to sync your inner rhythm and system with the wisdom of the earth and the cosmos? I am so excited to introduce you to Microflow, the cleanest, most high vibrational magic mushroom microdosing supplements on the market. I have been taking them for the last 3 years, and they have completely altered my consciousness, shape-shifted my body, expanded me into infinite abundance, and healed my nervous system. They are 100% organically grown, third-party lab-tested, Reiki-infused, and intentionally formulated by renowned root cause health expert Christy Nault, making Microflow the only microdose supplement on the market that is cycle syncing and designed to support the female nervous system. The Exude and Surrender bundle is a beautiful entry point. Rotate them with your cycle or the moon like I do. This bundle includes Exude for heart-opening, radiant, expressive energy that I love to take during my follicular and ovulation phases, and Surrender for softening, deep nourishment, and inner reconnection during my luteal and menstrual phases. These blends help you drop out of your head and into your heart and truly embody your divine feminine essence. Now, if you're looking to go a little bit deeper into ceremony, healing, and 7D consciousness, the Theta Blend made with sacred blue lotus is for you. Now, there's a bonus. When you get the Theta Blend, you'll get access to Christy's full ceremonial recordings with your purchase. Microdosing is the future, you guys. It isn't about getting tripped out or bypassing yourself spiritually. It's about coming home to your body, to your soul, and to your truth. I cannot recommend Microflow enough. I have dabbled with other supplements throughout my life, and nothing has truly recalibrated my entire system with feminine ease the way that Microflow has. It has truly changed my life, and I want this for you. So go to microflowhealing.com and enter code Jessica10 to get $10 off your order. That's microflowhealing.com and enter Jessica10 to get $10 off of your order. And let me just break down what I mean when I say initiation. Initiation is the death and rebirth alchemy of our own evolution. And that shit is painful. And whenever you're peaking in that pain, remember that you are not being punished by some higher force or being asked to sit there and wallow. You're actually being upgraded, because the old you must fall away before the new you arrives. And that is some sacred shit. And when you are in that portal of loneliness, aloneness, this is your opportunity in that silence and stillness and aloneness to reconnect with the parts of you that you might have abandoned. I'll just use that simple trip to Costa Rica when it was actually quite simple. It wasn't easy, but it was profound. And I remember getting so lit by the ability to simply hear my own thoughts and to move through that uneasiness of being in my own company and feeling awkward and weird and uncomfortable and insecure in it, to moving through it day by day, bit by bit, minute by minute, into the experience of enjoying it, relishing in it, actually. So you can use these portals of loneliness as a time to remember the parts of you that you might have left behind, to be loved, to be liked, accepted. Loneliness reveals the you that's been waiting for you. I'd been so busy running my business at the time that I forgot all of these little tiny pieces of me that were screaming for my attention, needing me to heal, look at, address, own, take responsibility for, journal, cry, laugh. And to be frank, I have committed to taking what I call now an alone moon every single year ever since 2017. There's such magic in that. And a lot of this discomfort in being lonely is this frequency of asking yourself, am I maybe too much for people? Am I too much for my partner? Am I too much for my team? Am I too much for the world? And maybe as a result of that, you feel like you don't belong. And if this is rising in your loneliness, here's what I'm telling you, sister. You're being invited to meet your own power because you're not too much. You do belong. You're exactly right for the places and the spaces you're meant to create, not fit into. Now, one of the things that I encourage you to do if you're in a stage, a season, a moment of loneliness, to call in your counsel because they're always with you. Maybe they're your galactic counsel, your angelic counsel, your earthly guides, soul sisters, future clients. Speak to them. Ask them to come. Remember that we don't attract from pain. We attract from embodiment. And when we're willing to allow the feelings of grief and sadness and fear flow all the way through us, we alchemize it. We transmute it. We transform. I am actually going through my own bit of loneliness right now in a relationship. And I've got a lot of space and time right now to be with myself because my husband's out of town. And you know what I'm doing? I sound crazy, but I'll just tell you. I walk around my house talking to my guides. Like I have full out conversations in my own loneliness because I know I'm not alone because they're with me right here anytime I need them. And I just want to invite you to go out on the limb to be the community that you crave. If you're feeling alone, then courage and bravery is probably the most alchemizing of them all. Meaning, go out and invite a new friend for coffee. Host a gathering at your house that you wish existed. Write a post that you wish someone would write. Say the thing you wish someone would say to you. You go first. That is some light warrior shit because you're not a victim to any of it. It's your sacred responsibility to claim all parts of yourself. And it's up to you, babe. Only you get to change your reality. And I just want to finally remind you that you're really never alone in the frequency of your own truth. The more that you continue to come home to yourself, whether that's voluntarily, like going on a trip to Costa Rica all by yourself, or involuntarily, if you go through a breakup, or someone shuts you out of their life, or you feel like you've got too much space in your day and you get antsy sitting with yourself. Like the more that you voluntarily come home to yourself nonetheless, the more the universe rushes to meet you. And when it does, you will feel, you will know in your mind, in your heart, and in your body that it's impossible for you to be alone because you, sister, are a piece of the divine oneness that exists in all of us. And this is my mantra, what I tell myself in the loneliness that I choose and in the loneliness that I don't. And I hope that this key unlocked that remembrance in you today. I love you so much. Thank you for being with me here on this episode. And I will see you on the next. Bye, guys.